one of the tunes that you have on that recording, I think, is a Duke Ellington tune.
Bird of Paradise?
Yeah, and you can ask Dean to explain that one.
The tune Bird of Paradise was written by Duke Ellington back in 1935, which he did not record. There was only one recording of it that existed, and that of Jimmy Lunsford. And the story, from what Spud told me, was that he would usually do these stock arrangements. The stock arrangement is an arrangement of a popular tune, or could resemble that of a famous arrangement that one would hear on a record, that has been reorchestrated, able to be played by any type of dance orchestra in the country, regardless of instrumentation. If you didn't have the required amount of players, you could play it with a smaller group, and it fit within a more comfortable range of each of the instruments.
So then, in the case of Bird of Paradise,
this is an arrangement that was done by Spud, and is a stock arrangement for publishing and purchase.
But it has a specific characteristic that was one of Spud's signatures.
Yes, although it wasn't something that was already present within the song, he used what we call the peacock motif, or the butterfly motif. That is essentially the group of instruments going stepwise on the scale in opposite directions. It kind of gives the musical version of a peacock spreading its feathers.
Spreading its tail feathers. It's a beautiful rendition your band put together.
It was just something that we just read off of the copy that we had acquired. We were playing this tune in the nightclubs here in Los Angeles. I had happened to invite Spud, and he came down and listened to this arrangement, and he came up to me later and said, "You know, I have never heard that arrangement of Bird of Paradise until now. It was never recorded." Spud can tell you about how he usually has his stocks tested out.
All the publishers are around 51st and Broadway in New York, and the nearest place to try anything out is the hotel that's there, the Taft Hotel. It used to be called the Manger. It has a lot of different names. Because of its being within walking distance of all the music publishers, they all tried out their stock arrangements there. They would go there for lunch, and the band that worked there would sight read these things. That's how the publisher would decide whether the arranger had done the right job or the good job or whatever it was. So I always went there with the publisher, but I missed one tune that I didn't go to listen to with the publisher, and that was Bird of Paradise.
Uh-huh.
So I never heard it played at all until Dean Mora played it 60 years later, 70 years later.
I bet that was a thrill.
It was. Like, where the hell did you get that?